Hi, everyone. My name is Bree. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Damien, for calling me today and asking me to be of service and to take part in my own sobriety. I always want to say yes when AA asks me to do anything because Alcoholics Anonymous has given me my life. They've given me my family. They've given me everything that I have. And the greatest thing they've given me is an appreciation for everything that I have today. So I'm glad to come. My father is in town for the weekend, so he gets to be here. And I'm really grateful to have him here to support me. He's been here to support me for a very long time. My sobriety date is July 15th, 1989. I got sober when I was 16 years old, and I'm 40 now, so you don't have to do the math. I just celebrated 24 years of sobriety. And my family had to go through my disease with me, and they've been there through my recovery with me. My daughter is also here, who's 16. She's never seen me take a drink. She's been in meetings since she was, in the belly, surrounded by AA and the love of this program. So I have a lot to be grateful for tonight. I know that I'm alcoholic not because of any circumstance, not because of anything that happened when I was growing up, but I'm alcoholic because of my relationship with alcohol. When I drink, something different happens to me that doesn't happen to other people. I was restless, irritable, and discontent and didn't really know it, didn't really know that other people didn't have that same feeling like I don't belong, I don't fit in, I'm afraid of what to say, you're not going to like me, I don't like me, why would you like me, I'm never going to be good enough. All that going through my head as a kid was absolutely put to rest when I took a drink. It eased me, it made me feel like I could just breathe and get along and be okay. I only had a year or so of drinking before I was sent to Alcoholics Anonymous. A high school psychologist sent me to the program because she could see that at 14, barely 15 years old, something was not quite right about my drinking, not to mention the fact that I was drinking. But drinking became more important to me than going to school. I went from being a straight-A student in honors classes to being kicked out of high school because I would get dropped off at school, I'd walk across campus, go to the apartment where we partied and then party all day. It was getting in the way of my relationships with my family, with my friends. I kept having to change friends to accommodate the things that I needed to do to drink, and I needed to find people who understood. And that really worked against me when I was trying to get sober because I felt like my drinking was absolutely normal. I was 15, 16 years old, drinking with guys who were in their 20s or so, thinking that my behavior was normal as compared to theirs. I wasn't as bad as they were. I wasn't doing the things that they were. And when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought I could prove I wasn't one of you by saying I'd never had a DUI. I barely had a driver's license. I'd never lost a job. I'd never had one. There were so many things that just made it impossible for me to be an alcoholic. I was too young. I'd never been to jail. I'd never done so many of the things that you had done. But what I had done was spent most of my drinking trying to prove that I was not an alcoholic. I tried to control my drinking. I tried to enjoy it. I tried to go to parties and just have one or two. And I thought if I did that, then I wasn't an alcoholic. I tried to stay sober for a week or a month and then think that if I stayed sober for some period of time, that meant I wasn't an alcoholic and I could control it. I desperately did not want to be one of you. And at the same time, I really didn't want you to throw me out. I loved coming to meetings and I loved being around you. And I was afraid that you'd find out that I was faking, that I wasn't really an alcoholic, that I was just hanging out in AA meetings. And I even took chips. For about the last year before I got sober, I said that I was sober. I went back to school. I'd been kicked out. I did very well. I stayed sober enough to do what you told me I needed to do so that I could somehow gain the right to drink the way I wanted to drink. But it didn't work that way. I graduated from high school, and I thought that I had given myself permission. Now I can drink like I want to. And I crashed and burned within just a couple of months. I ended up back in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I had no desire to stop drinking. I just had a desire to not feel like I was feeling anymore. And about 4 days sober, I realized I was sober. I had no intention of being here. I just came to meetings, and I kept coming to meetings. And when I realized I was sober 4 days, I decided to keep coming to meetings. I was talking with someone this morning she's got probably about 10 months of sobriety, and she reminded me of how difficult it is in the beginning because everything feels so strange. All of those things that I drank over now were coming to the surface, and everyone was really proud of me in the beginning, but that was wearing off, and they expected me to do something other than just stay sober in order to, we're supposed to do a lot of things other than just stay sober. I needed to rebuild the relationships in my life. I needed to get my life on track, and all I could think of was how uncomfortable I felt without alcohol. I really started to understand that alcohol had been my solution and not my problem in my mind. So life without alcohol was horrible, and I kept asking, how do you guys do it? What do you do to stay sober and not feel this way? And fortunately, some people sat me down, and they started taking me through that book. If you don't have a big book, there isn't any chance of you working this program because the program is in the book. They sat me down and they read the doctor's opinion with me, and I got to see restless, irritable, discontent. I have a mental obsession. I drink when I don't want to drink, and I keep drinking in spite of the fact that I don't want to keep drinking. It made sense to me all of a sudden. And then we went through Bill's story, and suddenly I understood that I had something in common with this stockbroker from the 1930s. How could I possibly have something in common with him? I was a 16-year-old girl. I knew what it like when he talked about dragging his mattress downstairs because he's afraid he's going to jump out a window. And I knew what it was like trying to, there's a little part in there where it says, fear sobered me for a bit. And I knew what that felt like. I knew what it was like to stay sober on fear and to be terrified of drinking and to know all the reasons to not drink and to pick up a drink and then figure, I'm already off and running, let's keep running, because that's all I know how to do. From that moment, I accepted my alcoholism. Once I accepted it, it's like a light bulb went on. Suddenly, I knew what to do. If you're an alcoholic, you go to meetings, you work the steps, you get a sponsor, you keep going to meetings. There's just all this stuff that you could do if you're really an alcoholic. I never considered doing any of that because I didn't think that I was one of you. But it sank that night that I was truly an alcoholic. The other thing that I faced that night was in the second step, it says we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Now, I knew I was insane. That I could accept. But I could not accept this higher power because I'd had one my whole life. I'd been praying to him my whole life. I'd been at church on the floor rolling around speaking in tongues wanting Jesus. And I'd ask, now what? And they'd say, now you're good. You know, you found God, you're good. And for some people, that's what they need. For me, I needed somebody to tell me what I was supposed to do, how I was supposed to live, how I could possibly live up to these principles that you told me I was supposed to live up to. I was so desperate that night that I was ready to accept that everything I thought I knew about God could be absolutely wrong. All the judgment, all of the expectations, everything could be totally wrong about this God, and that I needed to be willing to find a new one, and that Alcoholics Anonymous gave me the freedom to do that. So from that night, I was able to get a sponsor and get into the steps in a way that I'd never been able to get into the steps before. I went through the steps with her. I did my inventory with her. I started to feel like I belonged and feel like I could look you in the eye. That talk I had with my friend earlier today, what it reminded me of was how difficult it is after you've started to get a grasp of sober and new principles and new relationships, that it feels so strange. It feels so uncomfortable to be doing the right things, to be conscious of your motives, to be afraid but taking action anyway. It all feels so strange, and so many of us go running out the door because we feel like, if I'm sober, I should feel good all the time. If I'm sober, I should feel like I'm doing the right thing, and I'm happy about it, and I'm glad to be here, and everybody's my friend. It doesn't feel like that. The reality is, if you want to stay sober, there's a lot of discomfort to walk through. There's a lot of work to do, a lot of continued work to do. And the only reason that I am still here, sober, 24 years later, through marriage, divorce, children, school, deaths in the family, financial hardships, all of these things that all these other normal people go through, the only reason that I've stayed sober through it is because I've had these principles. And the only reason that I understand how to work these principles is because so many of you have taken me by the hand and shown me the way. You've walked me through. You've guided me. You've not told me you need to do this, you have to do that, you shouldn't have done that. You said, this is what I did, and if I can help you, I'm going to help you. I am, again, so very grateful for my sobriety and for the life that I've been given today. The reason that I have the relationships that I do is because I've been willing to do the work to nurture and care for those relationships. And that's because I feel guided by this spirit, this power that you guys told me I had to find. Now that I've found it, it makes me responsible to be an example of it, to care about you, to share with you, to be here for you, to answer my phone when I don't want to answer my phone, to spend hours sitting with newcomers going through the big book so that I can share with you what was given to me and in turn I can stay sober. Bill Wilson spent the first 6 months of his sobriety desperately trying to help other alcoholics, and he was the one who stayed sober. And when he finally found Dr. Bob, it wasn't because he was trying to help Dr. Bob so much as he knew that the only way to ensure his own sobriety was to help someone else, to be there for somebody else, to reach out to another alcoholic and give them the opportunity to have what he'd found. I have to carry that with me today. I have to know that my sobriety is as much dependent on me giving it away as it is in me working these principles. And part of working these principles is giving it away. I love these steps. I have found that they work not just for my alcoholism. I haven't had a drink in over 24 years. They work on every issue in my life, everything that I come up against where I'm afraid, I'm resentful, I don't know what to do, I'm confused, I'm powerless. I can apply these steps to it. And I think that's where the real practice of these steps comes in. You know, I'm actually kind of coming up feeling like I'm about done. So I know I might have another minute left or so, but I also know when to shut up. So thank you again for letting me be here tonight.